is Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines. The information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In the face of tyranny, because I know I don't have a choice. If I roll over, I lose. I'm a coward. If I charge head up against tyranny, I win either way. That's what it's all about. What wisdom's all about. Thank you for joining us. In the second hour, your calls will continue. In fact, let's go right now back to your ring-a-dingies. Let's talk to Robert in my home state of Texas. Deep in the heart of Texas, the stars are bright. Big blue sky, or is it deep in the night? Deep in the heart of Texas. I forget the song now. Robert, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Well, it is a beautiful day in Texas, and thanks for having me on. Great show today. You know, I really feel like this Occupy Bilderberg protest will be the biggest protest in the history of Bilderberg's 58-year run.
There's been a long time coming, and we may never come this way again. This is a big deal.
Well, I think it's important for people to, you know, even now, this, you know, it's right around the corner, but even now I think it's important for people to get on social networking sites, get online, look in your community to see if there's people trying to put together carpools. You know, this will definitely be the one to be at.
Oh, don't resist. Roll over and die. You don't have any power. The truth is you've got incredible power, Robert, and they know it. What do you think about all the trolls and the Autobot megaphones the Pentagon admits, saying protesting does nothing? Really? They fought to say Bilderberg didn't exist. Now the mainstream whore media has to admit it exists. How big of a defeat is that for them?
Well, you know, the fact that they're having to pull gimmicks and pull antics and basically, like you said, they cheat, you know, in how they handle their information and how they brainwash people. It's important for people to now ignore what they're doing as rebuttals, because they're all empty. Every attempt that they have to discredit us is empty. And just focus your energy on spreading the information about Bilderberg and helping push it farther into the mainstream, because it's already going mainstream.
And literally, 10 years ago, they said it didn't exist. 5 years ago, they said, their kooks doesn't exist. The New York Times, 4 years ago, said I was insane and was at Chantilly, Virginia, covering it, and that nothing was there. Now they've got to admit it exists, but be condescending. Watching the public sit there while they condescended us like we're idiots is ridiculous. The sleeper is awakening. The trance is breaking. Do you agree with me?
I absolutely agree with you, and to build on what you just said, we can't let it escape people's memory that the position on Bilderberg has been it doesn't exist. We can't let people forget that they lied about its existence up to this point, as they tried to call it just a brainstorming session or a think tank or something like that. We have to remind
people. Yeah, first it didn't exist, then it was no big deal, and like, yeah, they're making decisions. Technocrats are running Europe. Aren't you glad they're saving you?
Yeah, well, you know, it's like Big Jim says, you know, good deeds are done in the sunshine.
God bless you. You've made some stunning points. Anything else you'd like to add, my compadre?
Well, just thanks for having me on, and hopefully there will be at least 1,000 people at this protest this year.
God bless you. Absolutely. Look, they had over 1,000 people. Aaron and Watson were there last night. In the middle of nowhere in the high mountains. They were on top mountains with only like one more mountain above them at like, you know, 9,000 feet in Switzerland. And the globalist Tucker sources said, we're like, what? They have money to protest? Shut down the economy more. That's the oligarchical instinct, is to shut down, make people poor so that they're so poor they've got to stay in their mud hut so they can't come protest you while you're behind your armored walls. That's feudalism. But over the 4 days, at one point, Aaron said there were over 600 people. And that's our problem, is we're not coordinated. But it doesn't matter. That's also our strength. It's our weakness, also our strength. I think we're going to have 2,000 or 3,000, quite frankly. I feel something big's about to happen. They may even crap their pants and pull out and not do it. 4 years ago, at this same hotel in Virginia, Madeleine Albright pulled in, was yelled at because people recognized her, that slaves knew who she was. She began panicking and drove out, freaking out. Again, when you identify and see the vampire, or like they live, when I got one that can see.
Extend your life with- A healthy heart starts with Extendivite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
All right, my friends, thank you for joining us. We're into the second hour. The toll-free number is 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. I am broadcasting from the InfoWars bus, the War Wagon, Made in America, Newell bus. It is fantastic to be here with you today. And yes, I just product place. They're not a paid sponsor, but I do like to promote a few things Made in America. You know, $22 billion was spent in the last 2 years to move to Mexico, Eastern Europe, Brazil, and China, the Cadillac and Volt factories for General Motors. Not just tax incentives, not just tax incentives. No, my friends, they pay with your tax money to ship our jobs out of the country. This is economic warfare against this nation. This is economic destabilization, a program. A bunch of news coming up. I got to cover this. It's so crazy. Cannibalism comes to South Beach. Police shoot naked man eating face off other naked man. Like a rabid dog, the police said. The job for the police there. That is coming up in a bunch of serious news. That's a serious report, but this is even crazier. Banning free speech. You won't be allowed to criticize the environmentalists when they want to inspect your house or take your property. And we've got a bunch of other news dealing with the UN announcing our own Congress is set to pass the bill. They say they have the votes to hand the Internet over and begin taxation of the Internet to the United Nations. And I guess they'll pass a law saying you can't criticize it. But right now, let's go to Troy, Sean, Karen, Freedom, and others. Troy in Ohio, you're on the air globally.
Hey, they announced a, quote, new program here in Ohio called Truck Shield.
It's, yeah, it's a giant tattletale program. Yeah, they're training doctors, dentists, lawyers, truck drivers to spy on everybody. But it's not for Al-Qaeda that works for the CIA. It's for good old boys and gun owners, the giant spy society. Go ahead and tell me about it.
Yeah, there's an article entitled Ohio Truckers to Help Highway Patrol Keep Roads Safer, Reduce Crime. And they speak about how they're going to patrol officers are being made available to trucking companies to train their drivers on how to spot and report impaired drivers, crime, homeland security concerns, as well as human trafficking. I just thought that was very interesting.
You know, I've talked to state police, and the guy that drives the bus for us was a truck driver for decades. And he'll tell you, state police in Virginia pulled him over and also in Tennessee and said, you know why we pull you truckers over? There's all sorts of fake violations, and we know you're not violent. So, yeah, you can sign up with Homeland Security so they can write you tickets, and you can grovel to them and say, it's patriotic to be a slave. And the cops believe they're writing all these tickets to fund the country when it's all going to foreign banks. Yeah, no, they're trained. Listen, my dad's a dentist. In fact, he's over hundreds of dentists for a big company, but he used to own his own dental offices. But about a year ago, he got a visit by Homeland Security. And he thought it was just him. He thought, this must be a setup because of my son. They wanted him to spy on his patients. And he's like, well, my patients aren't terrorists. And they're like, just report on them to us. We're going to pay you money. He said, no, I'm not going to do it. And he went and talked to the other dentist. All of them got Homeland Security visits. It is just the opposite of freedom. But we're supposed to see the new freedom on Memorial Day is celebrate checkpoints, celebrate wiretaps, celebrate drones, celebrate the IRS taking your house with no warrant or no proof, celebrate cancer, celebrate fluoride in the water, celebrate slavery. So, again, I'm anti-American because I'm like George Washington. So tell us about the Homeland Security training.
Well, that's basically it. I mean, like you said, I could see them, the Highway Patrol, harassing truck drivers, which gives them an incentive to possibly play ball with the snitch.
No. They put Marines and you name it. They put congressmen on the no-fly list. No judge, no jury, you just can't fly, government said. They're now saying there's going to be a no-gun-buy list. That's official. Just type in no-buy list. The ATF says they're about to ban almost all shotguns because they feel like it. No law, just, hey, we're God. Now, that was in the news yesterday. Just, hey, we're God. And they're saying that they'll do whatever they want, and the average person thinks groveling to these people is going to get them out of it. That's the opposite.
Absolutely. That's all I have for you.
All right. Thank you so much. Yeah. ATF, give me a break. All these people. Let's talk to Sean in Arizona. You're on the air. Hey, Sean, how's it going there in the prickly pear capital of the world? All right, let's talk to Karen in Arizona. Another call in Arizona.
Hi, Alex.
Hey, how you doing? I hope you're not an evil. Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Can you hear me? I thought I'd let you know that last December, Emory Riddle Aeronautics teamed up with Yavapai County to build one of those helicopter drones.
Well, what's wrong with 30,000 drones to spy on us and look through our walls and have weapons? I mean, that's patriotism. We worship whatever the military does, and we worship them on our streets. Hell, Guatemala and North Korea have the right idea. Have the military on the streets. That's what Memorial Day is about.
And also, you
Memorial Day is about the TSA sticking their hands down your pants. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Okay, you are also correct, because I heard that the fire department union invested into the stock market, their retirement funds.
Oh, yeah. And they're told, and raise more money for the system or you'll get nothing.
Like you said, you know, they're going to take your pension funds, and that's exactly what happened.
They invested into it,
and now they're going to have to come up with some money to pay for this money that they lost, you know, investing into the stock market.
And no matter how many tickets or how many citizens they arrest with arrest quotas, they've got quotas in most departments to actually arrest a mom for no seatbelt, to get the kids and put them in the CPS rape room. You can look that up. And the cops think they're actually funding their pension with it. You're going to get nothing from the bankers. That's why this is so good. Even though all these people serve the system like little cowards, they think, oh, we've got a big corrupt system. I better grovel to it. I'll get ahead. You're going to get nothing. That's the good news. All these traitors, all these collaborators, all these people that did this, they'll be destroyed as well. I'm sorry. It's
also,
just good to know they're going to be defeated.
This relative of mine, last year his friend came back from Iraq or Afghanistan. And his wife had to run for her life because she was in bed sleeping, and all of a sudden he was trying to choke her, and they had to.
Well, that's unpatriotic. She should have taken a hatchet and first hacked off her hands and her head and gone, I'm patriotic. My husband was in the military, and she should have just taken a hatchet and hacked herself in the head. That would have been patriotic. To run from somebody on a bunch of Pentagon drugs who's killed a bunch of people and is totally mentally ill is unpatriotic. She should have taken an ice pick and just stabbed herself in the neck 20 times going, I'm patriotic, instead of running from him. I mean, that was wrong what she did.
But they had to put him in the VA psych ward for a while until they got him all straightened out.
Hey, what do you think about making troops that have arms and legs blown off, forcing them back into combat?
I think that's horrible because I have...
I think you're a conspiracy theorist. Disagreeing with the system's conspiracy.
Well, you know what? Like I said, our benevolent mayor is in charge of the Department of Homeland Security facility.
Ma'am, you don't. Do you trust the government? Do you drink your fluoride water?
No, I don't. I have my Berkey water.
Oh, my God. You certainly don't get a Berkey.
I'm horrible. I'm very horrible.
Oh, listen. You don't think troops with legs blown off should be forced back into combat after 5 terms when their contract said two. You don't think they should have their death benefits taken, as they've been doing for 12 years. You don't think they should breathe DU and die. You're unpatriotic. Watch football. Do whatever the government says. Drink fluoride. Watch your kids die of cancer. That's patriotic, okay? Okay? That's patriotism. Holy mackerel, that woman was dangerous. I appreciate her call. Freedom in California. Tell me. Oh, we're going to break. I'm sorry. Freedom's gone. I'm sorry. We can't have freedom on the air. That the word freedom is terrorism. That's censored. By the way, if you're a new listener, I'm not joking. You can look up U.S. News and World Report. Troops with arms and legs blown off are forced back into combat. 5, 6, 7, 8 terms. But that's okay. Everything's fine. It's all coming up straight ahead. I got a big news blitz on a host of subjects. From the road, I'm Alex Jones from Arkansas.
Sick of the globalist eugenicist control freaks adding poison to your water and laughing as you get sick and die? Start purifying your water with ProPure. My friends, I've done a lot of research, and the best gravity filter out there, bar none, is ProPure. And it's available discounted at InfoWars.com. Its filters are silver impregnated to prevent bacterial growth. There's no priming required. It's NSF 42 certified. Optional fluoride filters can reduce fluoride up to 95%. Easy to set up and use. Doesn't require electricity. Purify water from lakes, streams, ponds, and wells. This filter system leaves in beneficial minerals, which is key. Save money by not buying bottled water and avoid BPA that leaches from the plastic. ProPure is the best gravity-fed filter out there. It's what my family uses. InfoWars.com already has the lowest price on ProPure. But if you add the promo code WATER at checkout, you get an additional 10% off at InfoWars.com. You can also call to order 888-253-3139.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hvextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hvextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Greeks to pay their taxes. Doesn't matter, over 90% of the money is actually owed to private central banks, saying too big to fail. Love how they told you, oh, too big to fail, we got to back these banks up. And the very bankers lecture us, well, they make billions of our money stolen, not free market, on how we've got to pay them more taxes. And they know full well that's shutting down economies. You raise taxes, tax revenue actually goes down because it stalls the economy. Kennedy knew that. Reagan knew that. It's not that they don't care. They know that. They want an imploding economy. Big news blitz on a host of subjects coming up in the next segment. But right now, let's go back to Sean in Arizona, Diane in Louisiana, and others. Sean, you're on the air worldwide.
Thank you, Alex. I've got a couple bullet quotes today on slavery and freedom for Memorial Day. May I begin?
You've got the floor worldwide.
Thank you, sir. I know of no better way for the state to keep its people under control than a perpetual state of war. Joseph Stalin. Scientific concept of dictatorship means neither more nor less than unlimited power, resting directly on force, not limited by anything, not restricted by any laws, nor absolute rules. Nothing else but that. Lenin. And here I have another one. Our power does not know liberty or justice. It is entirely established on the destruction of the individual will. We will find the way to debase humanity down to the lowest level of existence, like down in Florida today. And Khrushchev said that. Then I have a couple of them on freedom here. This is just a tremendous quote that every black American should be proud. The quote is this: power concedes nothing without a demand. It never did and never will. Find out just what people will submit to, and you have found out the exact amount of injustice and wrong which will be opposed upon them.
That's Thomas Jefferson.
That, my friend, it's Frederick Douglass.
Frederick Douglass was paraphrasing Jefferson there, though. Yeah, that is Frederick Douglass. But Frederick Douglass said, power is not given up, it is demanded. Yeah, but go ahead.
Okay, well, I stand to be corrected.
No, you're right. Both of them said that.
Follows, and nobody ever seems to quote it. It's this: the strongest reason for the people to retain the right to keep and bear arms is, at last resort, to protect themselves against tyranny and government. Never heard that quoted by anybody before. I've got a short one by Teddy Roosevelt. This goes to what we talk about every day, what you talk about every day. T.R. said this: to announce that there must be no criticism of the president, or that we are to stand by the president, right or wrong, is not only unpatriotic and servile, but morally treasonable to the American public. Don't these just give you chills?
No, they do, and he did say that on record. There's even one of the first film clips of a president where he paraphrased that. Also his famous arena quote. But what do you make of not just the school teachers saying, be arrested if you criticize Obama, but others are saying that? I have TV newscasts where they say, don't talk about Obama or we will arrest you. I mean, this is getting really crazy. What do you think of Australia, once a very free country, saying, don't criticize carbon taxes or a $1 million-plus fine? I mean, this is authoritarianism. It's racing on every front. But I see that as a sign by the corporate governing class that's used government to kill the free market and competition, the monopoly class, as a sign of desperation. What do you say?
Well, absolutely. And, of course, the Bible talks about it at the end time when Christ comes back, people will come to him and say, I've done this and this in your name. And he'll say, go, I do not, you know, flee from me, I do not know you. And really, there's just a remnant that really understand freedom and liberty anymore, like you and I and the listeners do. I think it really comes down to that, and it's very unfortunate.
Well, you're an amazing caller. I really enjoyed hearing your points, and I'm glad that we were able to get you on. And all those quotes you stated, yes, I know Frederick Douglass. He actually even had some quotes that were paraphrased but expanded on of Jefferson. In fact, I did a video like 4 or 5 years ago with a quote of his in there. But it was like, freedom and rights are not given. They're demanded. They're taken. I forget the full scope of it, but they were basically paraphrased Jefferson. But the way he said it was even more powerful. I mean, look, a nation of sheep will be ruled by wolves. It's a very simple equation. If we roll over, criminal elements will take over. And by the very textbook of tyranny, we're under it. And it's a joke to sit there and put up with this any longer. Thank you so much, and God bless you. But guys, I got so many phone calls here on my little computer screen, and they're all... Okay, freedom in California. Well, that's an oxymoron. Hello, freedom, under globalist takeover, globalist beachhead, California. How are you doing? Over.
Good. Thank you, Alex, for taking my call. I've been a student of freedom for about 20 years and a fan of yours for just about as long. I want to tell you about something that I think is one of the most important things that we can be aware of today, and it has to do with canceling out the debts that people owe to the bankers. And it has to do with something called accepted for value. Are you familiar with this?
Yeah, you have to accept a contract. They just can't announce a contract and say you're under it. And even if they have you sign a contract, if it's done in fraud, it's null and void. All of this is null and void. And I declare it's a fraud, and I declare it's a scam. They tell you protesting doesn't have power, or saying no doesn't have power. Why are they SWAT teaming and setting up protesters, whether they're conservative or liberal, everywhere? Because the system is scared of it. That's why I'm headed to Bilderberg to get in their face big time. They had the media telling the public it didn't exist. How discredited are they now? Go ahead and make your point.
Yeah, they're extremely discredited now, and the bankers are trying to foist a fraud upon all of the people. And what happens is the people have to be aware of the nature of money and banking. And
they got to be aware they're going to stage a terror attack and pose as saviors. But yeah, get into the fractional reserve banking. Preach it. Tell them. Explain it.
Credit is created with a signature, and when something is put upon you to pay and there's no substance in payment, you go back to the policy, which is HJR 192 of June 5th, 1933, that says no contracts can be put forth that call for payment substance. They have to be
And I'm talking about this 15 years ago, and people laugh, but now we hear about Bank of America, Wells Fargo, others taking houses they never had a deed to that weren't in foreclosure. Cash paid off houses, the police come and take you out of them and give it to Bank of America, and then it comes out in court. They stole the thing and lied in court to get it. It's incredible. And the banks loan you money that never existed to be able to take over property. You're absolutely right. It's incredible.
True. The way that we can deal with that, though, is when we accept those contracts and they don't accept our acceptance of those contracts, they are now in default, and we now become the owner of that contract, which means we can proceed to involuntary bankruptcy at that point because we're
the creditors
now.
Let me boil this down in layman's terms so folks don't get confused about what you're saying. We've never been a perfect country, but we've been the freest the world's ever seen. So it created wealth untold. 5% of the population of the world had half the wealth. Now, we're 6% of the population, about 20%. We've been robbed. A bunch of shysters, carpetbaggers, scammers, flim-flammers, projectors, con men came in, created a bunch of financial instruments that are fraudulent, leveraged the Ponzi scheme to take over the government, and are now saying we're terrorists if we don't want to be gang raped by Bernie Madoff.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with hawthorn,
colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, memory power, and super male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Alli-Van has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Alli-C or Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
All right, here's what I'm going to do on this live Sunday, the 27th day of May, 2012, at a Bilderberg in Virginia. We're going to take your calls in this segment. I will news blitz on the other stories I've alluded to but haven't gotten to in the next segment. Guys, who is up next? Who should I go to next? Diane and then Daniel, Steve, David, John, Hamilton, and others. Diane in Louisiana, you're on the air.
Happy trails, Alex and the Info Crew. I'm calling
Thank
from
you.
Fremont Regions, number 6. I was calling to find out, what's the deal with Rick Perry and endorsing David Dewhurst?
Well, David Dewhurst was in the CIA and involved in black ops when some really bad stuff happened in Latin America. He helped get the TSA into Texas when the legislature passed unanimously a law against it to grope and to molest our children. David Dewhurst is super bad. I got to be honest. The other Republican candidate, Mr. Cruz, running against him is almost as bad, that claims he's a Ron Paul type. But the fact that the establishment is behind Dewhurst, and Dewhurst has got about a 15-point lead, shows you that he's super bad news. I mean, Rick Perry's the guy that got up on the news and said, it's the law to take an experimental vaccine that's been killing people in trials. Well, it wasn't the law. He just claimed it was and got exposed by the legislature. But Rick Perry is a discredited monster. So he should just get out of politics and go straight to Hades. But what do you think of that?
I am in agreement with you. But I was checking over the Internet, and I ran across this Ron Paul Fest that's going to be held in Florida. And they're looking for thousands and thousands to attend. I wish I could be there.
I don't know about the Ron Paul Fest, but I know they got a lot of people going to the Tampa.
Yeah, from
event.
August 24th through the 26th.
I'm sure it's going to be wild. What else is on your mind today?
Okay. Oh, yeah. And the vets, I enjoyed the vets throwing their medals at that G20 summit or whatever that was held up there. It was just amazing.
Well, let's talk about medals. I mean, sure, they threw their Afghan medals back. Our government, which is a criminal foreign banking group that's hijacked the country, grows opium publicly. It was like 10% of world production. It's 93% now. Just look that up. Folks, don't believe me. Just type in Afghanistan now, 93% of world opium production. They load it on C-130s. They ship it in to Europe, the United States, you name it. The troops are ordered to grow it. Pat Tillman spoke out, so they killed him. Doesn't matter. It's now out there. And this is the type of stuff they're doing. And they want to sell us on tyranny as if we support the troops. The troops don't want tyranny. The troops don't want this. The globalists hide behind the troops. What do you say to that?
Oh, man. It's just amazing, all this stuff that's going on in the world today. I just want to wish you luck on your trip to Bilderberg, and I just want you to just call them out. Just call them out, and God bless you.
God bless you, my friend. Thank you for tuning in. Great to hear from you. Diana, Louisiana. Daniel in Arizona, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello? Hello?
Yes, welcome.
I'm
yes,
not in Arizona. I'm in Rochester, New York.
Well, look right here. It says Daniel in Arizona. I'm even showing people watching on PrisonPlanet.tv right now.
Well, maybe
it says Arizona.
Maybe they moved me without my knowledge.
Maybe the aliens kidnapped you, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Got a couple of news stories here.
Well, let's just say you're calling from Planet Keebler.
Maybe so. I've come across this news report. A Newark airport security was charged with identity theft and may be charged with murder. And this guy had been using another person's identity for 20 years, and he started using it before the guy died. And then he shows up dead, and it's
Look. Who wants to grope men, women, and children all day and boss people around and scream at them for no reason? They just busted a Catholic defrocked priest who reportedly abused three little girls as the head in Philadelphia of the TSA. Every day or two, I read about them kidnapping children, raping women, shipping drugs. Who else wants to be a TSA agent? It's a 10th Amendment violation. The feds are out of their jurisdiction. It's a 4th Amendment violation. It is a joke. It is an abomination. But soon they'll have us salute the new American flag, which is an image of a child being raped by a TSA agent. Well, I'm sorry, that's not my America.
Nor mine. But
well, you're Al Qaeda.
This guy's an illegal alien, and they make him one of the supervisors of Newark.
No, I saw that report, and there's dead people. That's freedom, sir. Yeah, listen, TSA's confirmed they don't do background checks. Stalin and Hitler, both, when they got into power, hired people out of the prisons. That's why they do it. Normal police have been trained on the Bill of Rights and Constitution. These aren't police. The police can't randomly pull you over and stick their hands down your pants or grope your wife or daughters. They do. It's illegal. Now the TSA is running highway checkpoints in all 50 states. It's all happening. I mean, what do you think about that?
It's appalling. Like most of the news you covered. You know, Well, we also have a situation with Fast and Furious where it dovetails with another operation that's been going on here for many years, which is the takeover by the criminal syndicates of, much of the American West. And
The feds already have 87% of the Western States property. Now they want all the rest of it. And if you don't like it, just watch it. We'll drop by with machines.
That's not what I mean. I mean the cartels are taking over a whole bunch of the American West with their
drug cartels have got most of police and border patrol working for them. Yeah, that's come out. Yeah.
Now, when you look at Fast and Furious, it doesn't end with the demonization of the Second Amendment. When they commit murder of border patrol, they are doing it for a purpose, and the purpose is to take over of American territory for the Mexican cartels. And
no, they have several years ago, two-thirds of the way into Arizona, they have signs up saying don't go in national parks because these areas are controlled by drug cartels. Remember that?
Yes, and that's what I mean. What it means is that Fast and Furious is not simply a gun running operation.
It's the criminals at the Justice Department arming criminal gangs to La Reconquista or reconquer the United States.
Right, but it's the first two parts of a four-part plan that is high treason in a strict sense. And when you look at the writing in the Constitution on that, it's very carefully parsed, and I say that this fulfills high treason, and that
of course it does. When Obama says he's going to launch wars in other countries without congressional approval, it's treason. When Obama says he's going to have the NSA spy on you without warrants, it's treason. When the IRS takes your property without due process as a collection agency for the private Federal Reserve, it's treason. When the school gives your kid an inoculation or an abortion without parental consent, it's treason. We have a government of, for, and by criminal treason against our republic, and it's time to wake up. I appreciate your call. Great points. Let's jam in one more call. We're about to go to break. Let's talk to Steve Austin. Austin, you're on the air. The Bionic Man.
I wanted to know if you were familiar with the ridiculous event that's going to happen at the City Hall of Austin this Wednesday, funded by the Homeland Security Department, to supposedly educate us sheeple about preparedness. They're doing a flash mob. They have this goofy song. They've paid $5,000 with Homeland Security money to put this event on, and it reminded me to hearing the description on KLBJ and listening to the excerpt of the song of that trendy, what was it, Kony 2012 dance video thing. And I'm wondering if you think we should stage a counter protest of some kind and show up and disrupt the dance.
Well, see, I'm ignorant. Homeland Security is now staging fake protest?
No. What this is Homeland Security actually gives the city of Austin money to educate the public, supposedly, on emergency preparedness. So the city of Austin, in its infinite stupidity, is putting on a flash mob event with a song that they had written just for the event. And the purpose.
No. That's all psyop. It's not stupidity. We have a criminal operation running Austin, richest city in the country per capita. It's a black op. They're doing this all over. I didn't know about Austin, but let's stay there.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself that I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered in my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals which damages them, making them a burden for your body and making it more likely to cause allergies. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. One World Whey is speeding up the body's ability to get healthy, and it is replacing the need for many other supplements. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Freedom! I don't want to be a slave to a bunch of foreign banks. I'll read this headline. IMF chief tells Greeks to pay their taxes, and I'm cursed for the fact that I'm not just some mindless TV sports head. I happen to know 90%+ of that debt is not theirs, it's the bankers. And it's so rich to have the culprits of the operation lecturing everyone. Totally and absolutely disgusting. Thousands rally against Quebec protest ban. Canada's, that province is banning protesting. I already mentioned all the big Australian papers say if you criticize carbon taxes, first offense, 1.1 million Australian fine. I mean, that is just Australia falling to total abject tyranny. Continuing here with some of the headlines today. There's a lot of different reports that we've got up at Infowars.com. Spain, five banks downgraded. Their biggest bank sees 19 billion euros in aid. Again, people are like, oh, my gosh, Europe's imploding. Oh, my gosh, Mark Faber, the big economist, says Europe, 100% chance of recession. It's a designed depression to bring people politically to their knees. And then meanwhile, I've got this big headline out of the Miami papers, the Miami Herald. Naked man killed by police near MacArthur Causeway was eating face-off victim. Was he on PCP, LSD, or Prozac? Because Prozac does stuff like that. It was a scene as creepy as a Hannibal Lecter movie, or again, Day of the Dead. One man was shot to death by Miami police. Another man is fighting for his life after he was attacked and his face allegedly half-eaten. Well, that's what double-lock bucks for. Oh, you're a crazy person? Well, here's my firearm. Say hello to my little friend. By a naked man on the MacArthur Causeway off ramp Saturday, police said. The horror began at 2 p.m. when a series of gunshots were heard on the ramp, which is along the northeast 13th Street just south of Miami Herald building. The Miami Herald is reporting on the zombies right outside their office. According to police sources, a road ranger saw a naked man chewing on another man's face and shouting on his loudspeaker for him to back away. Meanwhile, a woman also saw the incident and flagged down a police officer. I just pull over and go shoot the person myself who was in the area. The officer, who had not been identified, approached and seeing what was happening, also ordered the naked man to back away. When he continued to assault, the officer shot him. The zombie. Police sources said the attacker failed to stop after being shot, forcing the officer to continue firing. He watched too many zombie movies. Witnesses said heard at least a half dozen shots, and it just goes on from there. So now zombie attacks in America. That's up at Infowars.com. Let's jam in a few more phone calls here. If you're joining us right now, we are driving to Virginia to cover Bilderberg 2012. You know, the mainstream corporate whore media said it didn't exist, but we don't listen to them. Now they admit it exists. Oh, there's a global elite. They want to take all your rights, but they know best. Okay, who's up first here? I said I was going to finish with Stephen Austin. I don't remember why. Steve, final comments.
Well, I just wanted to know if you thought this event is a Homeland Security funded event that Austin is doing. And I wondered, you know, if you thought it'd be a good idea if we did a counter protest. They're going to do this dumb dance song.
Yes, but I mean, the Homeland Security, by molesting your daughter at the airport or son, they're keeping you safe from Al Qaeda that they publicly fund to take over Syria and Libya and other areas. I mean, give up all your rights. I mean, they're keeping you safe. Yes, we should protest that. I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead and talk to David in Arkansas, where I'm at. David, welcome, sir.
Hello, Alex. How are you doing?
Well, we should ban people's teeth because this guy was biting someone. This zombie attack in the new South Beach diet. We should ban that book as well.
Well, I'm a dentist, so you would put me out of business.
Again, ban teeth. Somebody bit somebody. Ban guns. Somebody stabbed somebody. Ban knives. I think it's trendy.
Hey, I have an idea. There's a lot of empty billboards out there now. I was wondering about maybe renting one and putting something on there to kind of wake people up.
Yes. World government is taking over. Infowars.com. The New World Order is death, Infowars.com. Or think of a better website. Start your own website. Post a few videos, a few messages. Put a billboard up. We resist or die. Tyranny, financial, corporate takeover. We're all designed to fight Napoleon or Hitler or Stalin. A military takeover. This is a corporate banking takeover. It's called the New World Order.
One other thing. I drove to Arkadelphia to maybe shake your hand. Are you still in Arkadelphia?
I am still in Arkadelphia, sir.
Well, if you tell me where you're located.
You want to know where I'm at? Well, you want to come over here and shoot me five times in the head? I'm just joking.
No, I don't care if you're dead.
No, I know. I'm joking. I love life so much I'm willing to give it up. I'm at the campground, Arkadelphia campground. I don't know what exit it is, but I'm leaving in 15 minutes. So if you can get over here, I'll shake your hand, buddy.
The Arkadelphia campground.
Yeah, it's 870-246, and I can't read the rest of it because there's a light in front of it. But, I mean, it's like right through Arkadelphia, and we stopped here because they had plug-in, so we could do the radio show with air conditioning. I told Richard I didn't need it, but he insisted, without the generator running. Because if the generator's running, it's like a car engine. It sounds like a helicopter taking off. All right, buddy. We'll see if you get here. It's on the left. It's on the eastbound side. Yeah. It's on the westbound side. It's on the westbound side. Anyways, eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. All right, buddy, I appreciate your call. Man, I tell you, being on the road, I feel like I'm just sitting here talking to people regularly. Who knows how this sounds on the radio? We're almost out of time here. Let's jam in one more ring-a-dingy. Let's talk to John in Chicago. Hamilton in New Jersey. Alexander Hamilton was killed in New Jersey. I got to talk to him, too. John, go ahead.
How's it going, Alex?
Worldwide transmission.
All right, cool. I got a short story to tell you. I know how you all, earlier you brought up about out in Illinois they're trying to arrest people for filming cops. Well, I was in the city the other day, and my friends came out from out of town, and I was taking pictures of them out around the Lamparts. And one of the pictures we took, there was a cop in the background. And right when he saw the flash, he marched right up to us and took our camera away.
No, cops have been trained all over the country that you're slaves, you're there to pay their paycheck, you're trash, you have no rights. They're trying to get people life in prison now in Illinois for filming police in public. They've banned free speech in Australia. Europe's falling. It's like a Soviet takeover. This is it. The Army admitted a month ago we broke this. And then they put out a press release and said, yes, we've built re-education camps for conservatives and libertarians, but this is liberal. So they said it's classified. Please don't criticize it. I appreciate your call. Alexander Hamilton from New Jersey having a bad visit with Mr. Burr. You're on the air. Last caller. Take us out.
Thank you, Alex. I appreciate that. Real quick, I just wanted to talk about the Olympics. If you remember 9/11, they prepared us for that attack through different, subliminal messages.
No, they were getting everybody ready. They wasn't even subliminal. It's like when the terrorists did, give your rights up, government's your God. So what happens when the terrorists did? I give my rights up, you're God.
No, I remember you pointing it out on one of those shows on, I think it was the same show for September 11th. You pointed out lone gunmen, how the war codes were in there before. Like a couple months before.
Yeah, foreign banks have taken over. The government's gone. Criminals have taken over. Police are telling people nationwide they have no rights. Red alert, red alert, red alert, yeah.
Right. And there's a show called Code 9 where they show a bomb going off during the Olympics. And there was an article by this author called Thomas Kane in 2010. And he said that his imagination was the Olympics being bombed. And it was just...
Well, it's simple. If you're terrorists that have taken the government over, you blow stuff up, pose as a savior, and demonize your opposition as terrorists. You blow stuff up, pose it as a savior. Hitler did it with the Reichstag. The Soviets did it. The Tsars did it. Every government does it. Gulf of Tonkin, Operation Ajax, our criminal government's done it. Our criminal government is really a foreign banking cartel. They staged 9/11. They staged Oklahoma City. They're telling you there's no Bill of Rights, no free speech. They are the terrorists. You either wake up to that or it's over. We're done. They want re-education, mass arrest, gun confiscation, civil war. That's the banker plan, sir. God bless you. We're out of time. Now, again, this is my on-road transmission from Arkansas. I am driving an RV. There's highway checkpoints, you name it. I'm about to go into TSA country, Tennessee, where they have checkpoints everywhere. If we make it to Virginia in occupied globalist United States, we will confront the actual criminals that have done this to our republic. Pray for us. Spread the word. There's feeds up everywhere at Infowars.com, video feeds, you name it.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNLive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.